ground, with another to hear us, to hear it. And today my speech is called On My Honor. How do I share my story? Standing before hundreds of people, talking about all that I endured. My story isn't a me story or an I story. It's an our story. It's the story of many others who choose, for whatever reason, to not share their voice. But my whole idea of speaking was to always honor those that have come before me and those that are coming after me that are strong survivors. There's no such thing as a weak survivor, don't get me wrong. But there are the survivors that choose to do something different with their lives, to continue to tell the stories of their lives. But how do you share a story that tears a piece of you out every time you tell it? And how do you use that pain to uplift someone and inspire a victim to tell their story? And how do you carry on when people look at you and criticize you for coming forward? How do you trust again? And how do you reach beyond the darkness of the brutality that you face and smile and tell someone else that you made it through and you are there for them? That is what I do everywhere I speak. How do I help a victim reach them somewhere that he or she has held sacred and tell them to share their sharing with someone, especially someone else that they love? It's carrying a heavy burden, and sometimes I've cried and I've cheered, and this weight has been heavy. But this cause is not about me. This cause is about life. Loving yourself. Giving of yourself. Trusting in the power that God has given you. Allowing yourself to be who God chose you to be. And that's really difficult, because after you've endured abuse all of your life, you have to look in the mirror, introduce yourself to yourself, and take yourself to school to learn who you are. Take a course. Do something different and exciting with your life. And know that it is your life. And it belongs to you. Have a great day. This is Tahira Monique Brown, signing off with another Tahira's Tahiraism.